Hey guys, welcome back to another lock journey. So as you guys know, I started my locks July 22nd, 2022. So here when I'm speaking to you guys, it is November 16th. So I'm 4 months in my lock journey, and I just want to have a chat with you guys while I take this medicine now. When I first big chopped my hair, I took Biotin, Main Choice, Collagen, and Fish Oil. Now I just have to take Biotin, Fish Oil, and Collagen because the Main Choice is finished. So, yeah, I'm not going to do nothing to my locks now. I'm just going to, like, sort of, like, go through them and stuff. My scalp does itch. I did a retwist, I want to say last month, so now I'm coming up on no retwist November. And the only thing I'm really struggling with now is I keep just pulling at my hair. Like, I'll just, like, go through it. Any loose hairs or anything like that, I'll just start pulling it. So, that's one of my struggles. I touch my hair, like, every day. So, now I'm going to go on a 2-week no-touch my hair challenge because I'm not retwisting for the month of November. It's no retwist November. And so, yeah, my lock journey has been good. I like it. And so, one of the things I want to talk to you guys about is my first topic is why did I start my locks? So, let's get into it. All right. So, hoping that you guys can hear me. You guys made it this far. Thank you. If you hear anything, that is the heater in the back. For my next podcast, I will be doing an actual retwist, maybe the ending of December. And here's the reason why I started my locks. Once again, I've had locks before, but I've only had them for, like, maybe, like, 4 months. So, none of the journeys that I've started, I actually consider. This one is my first official lock journey. All the other ones don't matter because the dates, no, they're not significant. They're not important. All of that is in the past. It is behind me, not in front of me. It is something I'm looking back on, but something I'm not looking to, if that makes sense. So, this date that I picked is I believe a couple of days after a very important date in July. So it's kind of like my date is set around my family member's birthday. Let's just put it that way. Unfortunately, that family member is not here. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but if you know me, then you know. So, yeah, the date is July 22nd, and it's close to his birthday. So, yeah. And so, the reason why I started my locks again was because I've always been fascinated with locks. I've always liked them, and I just wanted to try it out again and see if I can commit myself to the journey. Lock journey is not easy because the previous journeys that I started before, I have combed them out because they weren't growing, they weren't doing something. But this set of my locks, like I said, the lock journeys I've had before don't count because none of them were a year. But this one's going to be forever. Like, I'm not taking out these ever in my life. Ever. So, I also took a Polaroid picture, which I think I'll set as a profile picture for the podcast. It's real cute. I kind of want to do, like, Polaroids for my lock journey, but I see that here and there. When I get a Polaroid camera and I get the film for it, then, yeah, I'll be shooting Polaroids left and right. That is my heater in the back. So, I started my journey to really just love me for me. I also stopped wearing wigs. I stopped caring what people think. Like, I don't hide behind scarves no more. I stopped all that because my hair is gorgeous. And for those that know me in person, know that I struggle with a lot of people just not liking my hair for what it was. A lot of people used to make fun of me because I had short hair, and it kind of made me look like a boy because obviously I'm a woman, but I have high cheekbones. And so my face structure makes me look like I'm a man, which I find to be offensive or rude. Someone called me that one time, and I'm like, that's just rude. But the real reason I started my locks was for me. I didn't start them for anybody else. No, I don't believe locks are spiritual. Some people do, but I don't believe none of that spiritual stuff, astrology, none of that. But after shaving off my hair, I decided to start my lock journey again. And so far, I haven't had the urge to want to cut them out or take them out, and I love them. My locks are called Melanie for a reason because it's my middle name. But yeah, I started them because I feel like with locks, you go on a self-love journey. Like, you just love you for you. Like, you don't love you for anybody else. And the pictures I've taken, they're top tier. They're gorgeous. So my last retouch was October 19th. And so, November 22nd, 2022 would be 4 months. This month would be my 4th month. December, I'm hitting 5 months. Like, I just can't believe that I'm really going through with this. And that's the reason why I started it. As you can hear me pulling at it, at my locks right now. That's the reason why I started it, was because I like locks. Everything I see myself looking as with long locks, I'm going to be cute. When my locks get longer, they start dropping. For those that say that, oh, my hair can never grow, because that's another thing, too. People used to always make fun of my hair because it stayed at a stagnant length. And so, that was my biggest pet peeve of mine, to stay at this stagnant length for no reason. But with locks, if you start them on really short hair like mine, I started with, like, little to no hair. And now I got, like, a whole entire fro. I think I'll post some pictures on my Instagram along with this podcast. But I'm bringing these locks back to encourage those people to start your lock journey. And your lock journey is unique to you. I know a lot of people are in the phase of combing out their locks for whatever the reason is. And I don't want to have to go through that again. I know starting something and then having to comb out your locks afterwards for whatever the reason is, it's kind of not what I'm trying to do. So I'm trying to at least give myself 1 year with them and then see. But knowing me, I probably won't comb out my hair again. Like, I live to be restarting my lock journeys all over again. So that's why this one is officially my first lock journey that I'm taking a little bit more serious. And that I'm taking a lot of pictures with. Oh, well, I've taken pictures before my lock journeys, but this one, the pictures are just coming out a little bit different. And so I took this picture of my hair yesterday, and my hair is hair. Like, it's going to be however it wants to be. And for those that don't like it, don't look at me. That's how I really feel. I don't listen to negative comments. I haven't gotten any since, you know, I started my locks. Except for, like, one. My sister was like, nah, your hair don't look like locks. And I was like, it's okay. Because when I first started, my hair was freshly cut. Like, I had cut my hair in April, May, June. And by July, I started my locks. And what I started off with and what I have now is completely different. And throughout my lock journey, I've been taking these medications, meds, whatever you want to call them. I took them so my hair can grow back. And my hair is flourishing right now. I don't know how often I plan on retwisting, but I plan on taking it with me or just chatting with you while I retwist my hair. So, yeah, the reason I started my locks was because of that. Like, it's for me. It's not for other people. And quite frankly, we're in 2022. Like, if you don't like my hair, you just don't like my hair. There ain't nothing I could do about it. I'm not here to please others. I'm not here for other people to like me. And if you don't like my hair, you don't like my hair. There ain't nothing I could do. But because I used to get bullied and stuff, and I wore wigs for, like, a long, long, long time. Then I wore scarves. When the pandemic hit, I just started wearing scarves. And then I just stopped. And now I wear my hair out. I don't even tie on my hair to go to sleep. That's how bad it's gotten. But I'm just saying this to say, like, for those that want to start your life journey, go ahead. Like, what's stopping you? Just start it. If you made it this far listening to this podcast and me talk, start your lock journey. One of the things I want to practice is to stop touching my hair. I know that's a struggle for me, but that's going to be in another podcast. And it's something I struggle with, so I want to share that. Another reason I started my lock journey is so that I don't compare myself to others. We can talk about this. This will be my second point. So I started it for myself, and then I started it because I don't want to compare myself to others. So let's talk about it. I know with, like, a lot of natural hair influencers and YouTubers and a lot of people around the world, you get stuck in this whole idea of comparing yourself. I personally probably sure that I struggle with comparison, because it's like, oh, always looking at the next person and seeing what their hair is like, and saying, oh, if only my hair would be longer, or if, oh, only my hair would be, you know, this long. But I really started my life journey so I don't compare myself to others, because the last journey is a raw, authentic journey. Like, there's days where you're not going to want to retwist your hair. And your hair's going to be frizzy. Your hair's going to be knotted. Your hair's going to be long or short, in my case. Or your hair's going to be messy. You're going to see no scalp. You're going to see a whole bunch of frizz. You're going to see no scalp. And you're also going to see that your locks are coming out unraveling, too. Lock journeys are one of the messiest hair journeys in the world because it's like a whole entire process. You have to go through the stages. No, I don't believe in the ugly stage. And in my second video, I'm going to make a whole video about that and how that is like the worst thing you could ever call your hair. But yeah, I started it so I don't have to compare myself to others. Right now, I don't live in comparison with other people. I just look up on YouTube why my hair unravels a lot. But that's because my hair is going through a process. And so, oftentimes, like, we get caught up in other people's hair journeys and how that person's hair looks and what that person's doing and etc. And I don't compare myself to nobody anymore because I live in my rawest, purest form of myself. That's how I see my hair. It's raw, authentically me with the afro. That's it. The fro and the afro and the messiness and the bushiness and the disrespectful is on me. I can care less about the neat look. One, because I don't have the energy and time to be making my hair look neat every day. Two, who really cares if hair is neat? I don't know why society sets a standard of, oh, your hair needs to be neat 24/7. No, ma'am. You can still be feminine and have messy hair. I know I am. And so not comparing myself to others is a reason why. Because sometimes you're stuck in comparison because you look at other people's hair and you're like, oh, why can't my hair grow? Since I started my locks, my hair has grown so, so much. And it's grown back. And mind you, my hair grows quickly because I cut it off in April, right? I was able to start it in July, and my start day was terrible because she charged me like $95 to start because she said my hair was too short. And I stopped going to salons, but that's neither here nor there. So I started it for myself. I started it so I could stop comparing myself to other people because that's not good to live in that mindset of always comparing yourself to other people. It can also lead to envy, too. Because comparison is like jealousy in a different form, though. Because if you think about it, like, when you compare somebody else, it's just to say that, like, you're envious of them or what you have is not good enough. And so, if you stop by here to listen to my long journey, you are good enough. And, you know, it takes a while to get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm gonna rock my hair out regardless of what my family members say. Or regardless of what other people think. And now, I don't care what other people think. Like, oh, you think my hair looks messed up? Good for you. Some people, like when I did my first retwist, because I got it retwisted in twice. So, I went to the salon. I didn't restart my lock date because she restarted it for me. Quote, unquote, claiming that they came out. But then she could see that they didn't come out when she was doing my hair. And then I did my first retwist in October, which was last month. So, seeing how, like, you know, that's a different time span and stuff like that. What has happened? Locks are not meant to be compared because it's a more, how should I say this, prettier style. I think locks are gorgeous. Whatever lock styles you have, whether you have freeform, micro locks, sister locks, braid locks, two-strand twists, comb coils, whatever you have, it's beautiful. And so I really don't compare myself to other people. I don't look at other people's hair and say, you know, oh, I wish my hair was like that. No, I don't do that no more because that's a negative mindset to have. And my hair is going to be my hair. And my hair has grown a lot. It's thick. I have 168 locks. The last retwist that I did back in October, I sat there and, like, counted out all the clips. And it came out to be 168. So I have a lot of locks on my hair. And I'm happy. And all my other lock journeys, like I said, don't really count because I haven't kept them in this long. And this one is, like, I wouldn't say symbolic, but it means something to me. And like I said, it's related to, like, a family member. Their birthday is around this time. I believe their birthday is the 16th. Hold on, let me take a look. Because I think the person's birthday is the 16th. So, I'm just looking for something real quickly. Oh, their birthday is the 12th. So, July 12th is their birthday. So, I started it a week after. So, this is officially my first set of locks. And I'm keeping these in forever. I'm never taking them out. And I don't even dare think about combing them out. But, yeah, that's my quick thing on why I started my locks. Started them for me. I started them to stop comparing myself to others. And my third point, I think I'm going to give you guys about maybe 5 points. So I started it for myself. I started it so I could stop comparing myself to others. And let me write this down. So, reasons why I only started my locks. I started them for myself. And the second reason is to not compare myself to others. My third reason is for self-love and reflection. My fourth reason is because locks are beautiful. Locks are a work of art. My fifth reason is to be a better version of myself. 2.0 upgrade. So, I'm going to tell you guys all about tips 3, 4, and 5 in this. So if you want to hear them again, I started my locks for myself. Not to compare myself to others. Self-love and reflection. Because locks are a work of art. And to be a better version of myself. 2.0 and upgrade. So let's get into number 3. Self-love and reflection. So my third reason is for self-love and reflection. I think showing yourself love is very important in how you hold yourself and how you view yourself in this time, wherever you're at, what stage, however old you are. In your life is very important. And self-love is hard. It's crucial. It's critical in your life journey. Because you have to love yourself in a different form of light, in a sense where it's like you're loving yourself at your rawest state. Because your hair is your beauty, right? And all females like to walk around with their hair looking done and nice and stuff like that. And locks don't always look nice. They don't. They're not always appealing to the eye. The frizz, the unraveling, the dandruff, the itchiness, you know. The short locks, the long locks, the thick locks, the thin locks. Like, they're not always beautiful or appealing to the eye. The frizz. Frizz is crazy in these about to be 4 months locks. Frizz is crazy. But yeah, locks are not always beautiful to some people. But self-love is walking around in your most purest form. Being the best version of you. That's what I think of self-love is. Being the best version of who God has created you to be. And who you are. And not caring what other people think. I'm sorry, we live in a society where others care what other people think. I can care less. If you think there's something wrong with me, that's on you. Like, people should respectfully keep their opinions and how they feel about other people's lives because you are outside of looking in. Because the only person that has to sit with herself is me. I gotta sit with me. You don't have to sit with me. Like, right now, it's just me and my phone talking to you, the audience. The people that listen to me every day, every week, every year, every month, every second, every hour of the day is you guys. And so you gotta sit with yourself. And look at yourself, and locks teaches you a lot of stuff. One thing I want to learn on my lock journey is patience. Because I, one where it's like I want instant stuff to happen, and these past 4 months have not been instant. Gratification, instant things have not happened, so I'm learning patience. I think I'm going to do a series on what locks have taught me over the years. And self-love and self-reflection is very important. Because at the end of the day, you got to sit with you. Ain't nobody else going to sit with your inner soul but you. And that's fat, hardcore facts. You sit with you. you sit with you before anybody else sits with you. And that's just your mind, body, and soul. You sit with you at night. You sleep with you at night. Like, you just do all that stuff because that's you. But self-love and reflection is very important for my life journey. And that's something that the reason why I started it was to love me for me and not for what other people thought. Because so many people thought I would look so cute with locks. Others thought I would look cute with long hair. Others thought so many things of my hair. And I just kind of debunked all their opinions. And I've learned not to care what other people think. Because what other people think about me is not my problem. Like, whether it be good or bad, like, that's on you. That sounds like you got a personal problem. And you need to take it up with yourself. Because caring what other people think will not make people start their locks. Because people are like, oh, why you do that to your hair? I went somewhere the other day to a funeral. May the person rest in peace. And someone was like, oh, you're finally starting your locks. And I was like, yeah. They was like, why? And I was like, I just looked at them because I'm like, there is no why. The why is because I wanted to. Like, some people started their locks for a spiritual journey. Some people started to be in tune with themselves. Some people started because they're done doing their hair. I just started it to be a better version of myself. Nothing spiritual. It's just I really like the hairstyle. And I think I started it to develop a certain level of patience and time and everything. And right now, yeah, my locks may not be down to my waist like I want them to. But one day they will get there. And for all those people that said, oh, your hair, it's your fault. Your hair is not growing. No. Because some stuff I was doing to my hair, all right, I get it. I never did anything to my hair. The only problem that I have that I still struggle with till this day is the fact that my hands are always in my hair. I don't know where it comes from, but it's just a terrible thing to do. I have to touch my hair every day. I don't know if it's a coping skill. I don't know what it is, but it's like, that's why I shaved it off, because I was like tired of it being so stagnant, and I shaved it all off and it grew right back in 2 months, and then I got it done, and then here we are now, halfway through the year. Next year April, if I live to see it, God's willing, will be a whole year since I've cut my hair off. And can nobody tell me nothing? I wanted to cut my hair off. I seen it come in. I was bald for 2 months. Then I went to the Hair Connections by my house, the salon, and it was like, I want to start my locks, and it charged me $90, and that's how we got here today. As you guys can see, I love the texture of my hair. Everything about my hair is beautiful. I've been in love with my hair for a very long time. My hair is my first love. It is. It truly is. So self-love and reflection to end this segment is very important. And I hope that this finds you some good advice. My next point is going to be locks are a work of art. Let's talk about it. So my third reason I started my locks was because they're a work of art. Locks to me are one of the most versatile hairstyles, because it's locked hair. You can do curls on them, you can do chiny bumps, you can do rope twists, you can do a high bun, you can do a ponytail, you can do a slick back, you can do a roller set, you can do so much stuff. So when I say locks are a work of art, I just mean to say that there's beauty in them. And locks are a work of art. I feel like locks are a gift from God because they're so beautiful. When I see people with locks, I'm like attracted to them. Guys with locks, locks is not for the weak. Locks is for the very tough people, I think. But locks are definitely a work of art, and locks are a form of beauty. You can do a whole bunch of hairstyles with them. One of my favorite YouTubers, I follow her. She's had locks for 10 years, I think. Keisha Charmaine. She does a lot of lock styles that I like. You can do lock petals. You can do lock buns. Like, locks is just very versatile in terms of styling, because it's just not only one way to style them. Like, with styling natural hair, you got to do a lot to get it to one style, and then that style only lasts like 2 weeks. Locks are like a little manipulation. You don't really have to do much to them for them to grow into something so beautiful. Plus, the stages of locks are really beautiful. So I can't wait till I'm like 1 year, and the next time I'm 2 years, and the next time I'm 3 years. Like, these milestones, I'm going to appreciate them. Because every day I look back at my pictures and I'm like, wow. I really started from being completely bald to growing back my hair just like less than 2 inches. Like, my hair was short, short. When I tell you short, you couldn't even braid it. It was so short. My locks were so, 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 so short. It was so short that it unraveled. That's how short it was. Mm-hmm. But I took that risk. And my last time being natural was July 22nd. And I tell you, my hair was short, short. My hair was short. Like, who told me my hair can grow back to this? My last day being natural, I'm going to put this picture up. Because this was July 22nd. And that was my last day. And then I finally started it. And you can see the growth. And you see the difference. You see the thickness. Like, you see how healthy my hair is. Pause as I just put my hands through my hair and just, like, gently massage it. You guys can hear the crunches and everything. It just sounds so soothing. Like, it just sounds so relaxing. Yes, I do have an addiction to touching my hair. Something I struggle with. And I kind of want to take you guys on a no-touch December. I should have been no-touch November, but I just can't stop touching my hair. So next month, I'm going to record 30 days of not touching my hair. What it does to me. And how I feel about it in December. Because I just can't. I can't. Like, with my hair, I touch this thing every single day. I constantly pick at it. I don't know what it is. But, yeah. And then, I got some water that I'm going to drink. And this water bottle. It's one of those that has the ready, set, drink, stay thirsty, halfway there, no excuses, well done. I'm at the well done part. So, I'm going to drink this water, though. I do drink, I'm trying to drink. Hold on, let me just take this. I'm sorry, but what does this plastic thing have? Well, that's the fun of. I'm trying to get like the plastic thing out of this thing. And I can't get it out. It's like stuck. Try using this. I don't even know where this. Black stuff came from. I'll wipe this thing off. Because this was not looking good. And for that, I'm gonna pour this thing. I gotta ask, so I'm gonna drink the rest of this water. So, yeah, that's our work of art. They are beautiful. And right now, at the point in my journey where I don't have nobody else touch my hair. And I'll talk to you guys about that one in the next clip. And the last reason before I talk about why I don't go to a salon anymore. I haven't been to a salon since, I want to say, let me look at my photos. My photos will tell me the date. So I want to start them July 22nd. Mm-hmm. I've only been to the salon 2 times since I started my life journey. Because she charged me too much. Yeah, so I went back to her on August 25th. I haven't been back September, October. I haven't been back for 2 months. That's good. But anyways, this is my last tip on why I flatted my locks. Was to be a better version of myself. And that means to give myself patience, love, and just be at peace with where my hair is. My hair got damaged. I was always told that my hair can't grow past a certain length, which I don't know who told me that. People did, but. And that's a terrible thing to hear, you know. Your hair can't grow past a certain length, or you're always bald headed. So now I don't even listen to what other people have to say. And so that's a better version of myself, is not listening to what others think and how people want to feel. Like, oh, you feel that way? You thought I was feeling you? No. But anyways, yeah, it's to be a better version of me, to give myself patience and time and space and thinking. All that stuff comes with a better version of yourself. Because think about it, for those that have their locks for like 12 years, that's 12 years of time and patience and taking pictures and being patient throughout the whole entire journey. So I'm hoping to learn a ton of patience, because if you don't got patience, long journey ain't for you. So, again, my 5 reasons for starting my hair with locks is for myself. To compare myself to others, self-love and reflection, because locks are a work of art, and to be a better version of myself. So this concludes this podcast. I hope to see you guys in my next one. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel and to my Instagram. And with that being said, if you made it this far, thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen to me talk, whether it be about my life, school, my locks, my hair, whatever. But thank you guys so much for being on this journey, and I appreciate each and every one of you through my screen phone as you listen to my voice. I want to hope that you start your life journey. And if you did, go follow me on Instagram. Comment down below what your start dates and stuff. And, you know, start interacting with me over there. And I'll see you guys in my next one.